This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Driving down the highway at night, and you're feeling that wild turkey.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. This is ZZ Top, arrested for driving while blind. That would be what would go on my, list of things. No, I don't drink. I've never drank. I don't smoke. I've never done drugs. I've never smoked. I'm a pretty clean guy, but I am definitely the one thing that I have probably gotten in the most trouble for in my life is driving. Never been arrested, never been in jail, but I've been very close a few times. BJ Colleen is on the line and Chris Duke from Motors TV. Chris, I know you were talking in your sleep last night when we were spooning. Something about Back to the Future. I'm joking.
People, no, he's not.
No, he sent me a note. Back to the Future, DeLorean. What's going on?
I need a time machine to go to another time where you're not saying things like that to me.
He's so sensitive. Jeez.
No, the DMC 12, as it was originally known, is back in production, I guess. There's a federal law, and I don't understand this, but there's a federal law that prevented them from doing this. So the DeLorean Motor Company, which was... originally produced over 8,500 cars, and I think there's about 6,500 of them left, is just been kind of, it was bought, or the company and the rights to it was bought by a British guy, and they've been just reproducing the parts and kind of fixing up old DeLoreans. And I guess the idea all along, and they're located in Humble, Texas, was for them to be able to create new vehicles. And whatever that federal law is that prevented them from doing that has changed, and now they can produce them again. So for the first time in about 35 years, they're back in production. It hasn't been said when they're going to actually produce the first one, but they're going to make 300 of them, and they're going to be about $100,000 brand new using these OEM parts. And the thing is, you can go to eBay right now. I looked, and you can get one for under $35,000, but it's used. It's,
not a new one.
A little bit,
and,
so
and
it's
how
not
much
new.
Cocaine
yeah.
comes with each one of them.
Yeah, a small pouch of cocaine each one.
Yeah,
it's commemorative patch of
commemorative patch on the dash.
So I just did hashtag DeLorean, and I'm looking at this thing. It looks pretty cool. It's supposed to be out 2017 sometime.
Are you looking at like a rendering of a concept? Because I did see that too. But no, this is going to be the original. This isn't going to be anything different than the 1982 DMC-12.
Oh, okay. I got you. So
maybe continuation numbers like Carroll Shelby did with his vehicles with the Cobras?
Oh, I'm sure that they will do that because there's only 300. I guess they only have enough parts in their storage facility there for 300 unless they start producing more, I guess.
Now, here's the funny thing is that thing, as I remember, had a Renault, or I should say a Renault engine in it, and it was just crap. So
yeah,
I hope
the V6 2.8 liter PRV, so that was used in other vehicles.
Yeah, so it's just going to be crap again then.
So let's get this clear then. They're not making or remanufacturing them. They're just taking the parts that they found from old ones and making new ones? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not from old vehicles, just what they have in storage, I guess,
so
from the original company.
Yeah,
they've created reproduction models of the OEM parts.
So old stock.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
Yep. Well, that's not that as big of a deal as I thought it was. And I thought they were going to actually build a new one because I saw a really cool-looking rendering.
I know. I saw that.
Reimagined. Yeah, exactly. Well,
but I'm with you, Chris. I mean, if you can get an original one for $35,000, what's the point of spending $100,000 on a repop?
Yeah, especially if it's got that crappy engine in it still. Oh, anyway. Now, that car would be awesome to put a transplant, like a Corvette engine or something, transplant you know, because it's, you know, brushed aluminum. I mean, it was a car way ahead of its time with gull wing doors and all that. The powertrain in it was just junk. And the car enthusiast immediately went, nah, don't touch that. That's like the Maserati bi-turbo. They sold like nine of those before people figured out it. There's a, you know, and I remember buying one of those. I remember when I was in the car business in the early 80s. Maybe it was late 80s. Anyway, I bought one for so cheap. It was like $5,000 and the car was only like 5 years old and it had something wrong with one of the turbos and literally it was going to cost like $8,000 to fix it. So the whole car was $5,000 and I'm like, what is wrong with this? So my original plan was to pull out that Maserati thing and put in something American and right. I never got around to it, you know. But anyway, yeah. Back to that same thing that, you know, be careful what you buy because when that light is on, and especially today with the electronics and things, it can get real expensive real fast. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just going to say there's the purist that would say do not touch the engine. Leave it in there. In fact, you know, just polish it and don't mess with it. But then there's the guys that just want more power and they're going to pull that thing out and throw in a V8 or something like you said. So
yeah,
it just depends.
So, yeah. Chris, real quick, and we got about a minute before we have to take a break again. What have you found so far? I know you're looking at BMWs for the next project car. So, BJ, let's get BJ's advice. We looked at BMW 3 Series, a old cop car. This is the strangest.
Yep, Crown Vic.
Crown
Vic.
Why not? And then what was the third one we had? We had three choices. Dodge Charger. V6.
Yeah, V6 Charger, yeah. I was kind of looking for a V8, but...
Oh, my God, she wants the Vicky!
You know what?
Yeah, see, Brian wants the Vic, too.
People love those cars. They love them.
Oh,
and you'll be able to turn around and sell that thing in a blink of an eye.
Maybe a Marauder. A Mercury Marauder, you know, that really nice... I mean, if we could make a Marauder. Anyway, we'll take a break. There's more on the other side. You're listening to The Drive. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Catskin. Experience the luxury of a custom leather interior for your vehicle. We'll be right back.